This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know, there are certain companies in this economy that are more, shall we say, equal than others. Fair? Not fair? Don't know. They do bear more watching, I guess, is another way to say that. Apple, Facebook, JP Morgan, Caterpillar, if you're thinking construction. Here's another one that gets way less play than those four. BlackRock, the huge New York-based investment firm, which reported first quarter earnings today. Quite nice, January through March, especially when you remember that 2019 started with all that market agita and the government shutdown. BlackRock's profits fell just a tad, as did revenue, but not as much as everybody had been guessing. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman was on the What Does This Tell Us About the Broader Economy? Watch here at Marketplace today.
BlackRock is a big provider of investment vehicles for businesses and consumers, especially what are called exchange-traded funds, or ETFs. Unlike many mutual funds, which are actively managed, ETFs are passively managed and cost the investor less in fees. A stock market rout like the one in late 2018 is nearly always bad news for companies that are closely tied to investor psychology and asset values. But BlackRock pulled out a decent first quarter anyway, says Kathy Seifert at CFRA Research.
Is this firm a microcosm for the broader economy or broader investing? Yes. And what we're seeing is things are okay, but they're decelerating from last year.
Seifert says after suffering big losses at the end of last year, investors are now cautiously optimistic.
Expectations are a little more muted just because so much of the recovery has already taken place.
The Federal Reserve's shift to holding off on further interest rate hikes to make sure the economy doesn't slow down too much is another reason that BlackRock and the stock market it depends on are showing signs of strength, says Michael Pierce at Capital Economics.
I think there's a lot of confidence in the market right now that will at least help to stabilize and maybe even cause economic growth to pick back up in the second half of this year.
Meanwhile, nothing seems to be putting a dent in the main engine of this long recovery, the job market. Here's Brian Kropp at Gartner's HR division.
We're seeing record low unemployment still. When the average employee is switching companies, they're getting a compensation increase of about 15%.
Meanwhile, the stock market has rebounded toward the all-time highs it hit before the end-of-year sell-off. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.